fun. For the guys who are joining right now, the Mishnah Baruch Hapurim, for the guys who have been here, the Shanabek guys, older guys, have been here for longer, we're going to today do today something that I do every year is a Kedama to learning Halacha in general and to Mishnah Baruch specifically. There's a lot to talk about. We're going to be a little bit lengthy. Hold on to your seats. Here we go. Okay, there's the Hagdama, the Mishnah Baruch himself, the Chafetz Chaim wrote Hagdama to the Mishnah Baruch over here in Chelek Aleph. Before the Chelek Aleph starts, here's a little Hagdama over here. We're not going to be able to read every word inside. I'm going to pick out a couple things over here that I want to zone in order to get to the points that I want to say. Okay, the Mishnah Baruch over here, the Chafetz Chaim is talking about, obviously, the importance of learning Torah in general, but then he gets into learning Halacha specifically. In the second column, Dira Maschal, Ayotzei Midvareinu, says the Chafetz Chaim, Ayotzei Midvareinu, Shatora Kdosha Hiba Pshitas Mazon Ruchani La Nefesh Kmo Alechem Shu Mazon Laguf. Learning Torah to the Neshama is like putting food into your body for the goof. It is the gasoline for the Neshama. It's what the Neshama is here in this world to do. Torah Mitzvahs is what fills the Neshama and enables it to go on. Okay, just like lechem is for the goof, our neshama craves learning Torah and obviously mitzvahs also, but specifically learning Torah that we're talking. Now, then he goes on. Now we're in the next two paragraphs. Uschar, so uschar liman Torah gadol meod meod kmo shamar chazal. Like we all said in davening is smart, but talmud Torah kineged kula v'gam. Misrabos lata mitzvos ayin limud Torah kimat ein shiur. There is no shiur to the amount of Torah one can learn. Ein lem shiur. Kamo shehevi agra raya mishnas eliyahu miyerushalmi. The Gra writes specifically the kol teva v'teida shadam lomei Torah. Every word of limud Torah who mitzvos asay bifnei atzah. Every word of Torah that you say, you speak it, you think it, you teach it. Every single word of Torah is a mitzvah bifnei atzah. Every single one. Okay. Okay, no, why don't we say obviously mitzvah? Patrim in the mitzvahs might be connected to this. Anyways, that is Gra. The Gra says it here, every mitzvah if they ask. Vihine, going on. Ashalimana Torah shekol masha adam lo made. Even though learning Torah is anything that you might learn, afilu b'kachim taros. Even though you learn, even when you're learning kachim and taros, you're obviously mikayim mitzvahs asay the Talmud Torah. Mikol makom ikur limana adam. The ikur limud a person is supposed to do tzarech liyot b'limud maybe lidei ma'is. It's a learning that is supposed to bring you to ma'isa mitzvahs. Okay, don't think for a second the Chafetz Chaim was not into learning kachim and taharos. He wrote svarim on kachim and taharos. Okay, so Chafetz Chaim was also into knowing kachim and taharos. But the ikur limud, especially in the beginning of what's limud, has to be in limud amanas la'asel in order to know what to do. Where people learn Torah, Kaddish Baruch Hu loves even more than the Bati Knesses and Beis Medrash. And then he goes down to the next paragraph. Therefore, the Sefer Aruch Chaim, okay, which is the sixth chalak in Mishnah Baruch, is on the one chalak of Shulchan Aruch called Aruch Chaim that has to be learned before everything else. Even though we need all four chalakim of Shulchan Aruch, you have to know Choshen Mishpat when you go out to the business world. You have to know Bazi Basar Bechalav and Elchaz Nida Bechol Bechol and Yoredeya. However, Mikol Makom Chelak Zeu Muktam Lakol Ki Yedia Sohu Achrechi Bechol Yom Miyam Echayim Elikimat Torah. Because this chalak is after you have to know in order what to do with your daily life. How you wake up in the morning, Tefillah, Kriyat Shema. How you go to sleep at night. All day is all here. All on here. Shabbos. Therefore, the Chafetz Chaim says this is the most important thing to be learning at the beginning of one's life in order to get this down first. Therefore, what I've tried to do over here in this Chabura is set up a way that you can have in a limited time that we have in Yeshiva, Yeshiva Life, a limited time in order to start us off on the track of learning Mishnah Baruch, Chelek or Chaim, in order that you can not only do it this year, but you can continue from years to come, even though you're obviously your Ikar Limud in Yeshiva is your Gemara starting Mechule Mechule, but we have to learn halacha, as Rishon Zalman writes, and all of us, and you have to have a halacha Seder every single day. And Baruch Hashem, there's been many Talmidim who not only learn Shana'al, Shana'bet, Shana'gil, but they continue afterwards in order to the point that they could master the Mishnah Baruch and know it very, very backwards and forwards. And that is the beginning that we're trying to do over here. So many people ask, why would you learn Mishnah Baruch? Why is Mishnah Baruch a difficult sefer? Why we choose Mishnah Baruch over other svarim? Okay, there's other great halacha svarim out there that have been written over the generations. Why do we dafka choose Mishnah Berurah? So I just want to restart by reading to the Hagdama to a sefer written by Reb Chaim Kineski. That is the Shoni Halachos. Okay, it's basically, it's a tremendous chazara on Mishnah Berurah. It's a kitzer, basically Mishnah Berurah. And Reb Chaim gives you, right, with some actual ha'aras of the Chaznish. Listen to this Hagdama. In the Hagdama to Shoni Halachos, says the Reb Chaim Kineski, Vinei. Sefer Mishnah Berurah shezachal liskabel b'chol Yisrael. Okay, the Sefer Mishnah Berurah that was accepted upon in all of Yisrael Yisrael. V'haposek acharon b'doreinu b'chelek orachayim. He is the posek acharenu b'orachayim. He is the posek when it comes to halachas of orachayim, because Mishnah Berurah is only living on orachayim, so he can't be the posek. Another three halakim. He is the posek acharon when it comes to chelek orachayim. And then he quotes the Chaznish. V'ayim ekobo yitzikrus l'man Chaznish chela b'esim imenav. He's talking to someone who wanted to paskin against the Magen Avraham, the Beis Yosef, the Mishnah Berurah. I'll be Acharon Achashu. People have been paskin like a different Acharon who disagreed with them. Says the Chazon Ish, how raw hamakubelis mi pi Rabbi Seinu. Asher mi pi emanu chayin kamavarana Beis Yosef and Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah. He puts the Mishnah Berurah amongst the Magen Avraham and the Beis Yosef. Someone who has a psak against them. Someone at the tzak that is based on the base Yosef Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah, he ha'ura mikuyames kemo mipi Sanhedrin belishkas agazis. A psak based on the Mesorah down to the Mishnah Berurah is a psak like you get from the Sanhedrin belishkas agazis. Okay, straight behind us over here, in front of you guys, over here in Arabayis, just like the Sanhedrin Gedol would have a psak, so too the Mesorah that we have that's passed down through the Mishnah Berurah is also psak based on Lishkas Agus. Okay, some might be bothered by a very good question, and that is the Chazon Ish himself many times disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, let's leave that for now. But you see how sensitive the Chazon Ish was to this Mesorah before ever Chas Shalom thinking of, because he also had the, when he was passing against the Mishnah Berurah, he also had the Beis Yosef, the Magen Avraham, and mine also. But over here, you see how significant was the Sefer called the Mishnah Berurah that the Chafetz Chaim put together. Okay, and that is Baruch Hashem, the Mesorah we have in the Beis Medrash from Rosh Hashanah down to Morino Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel. They kimat nefer. I say kimat because there are a few exceptions to the rules, but 99% of the time they will not disagree with psakim of the Mishnah Berurah. Elin Kane, the minhag was not like the Mishnah Berurah. Clearly, that it was passed on, the minhag was not like, or very, very, very few other exceptions to the rules where Rosh Hashanah Zalman and then Rabbeinu Rebensal based on Rosh Hashanah Zalman would disagree with the Mishnah. But 99% of the time, the Mesorah over here is based on the Psakim of the Mishnah Berurah. And the question is, that I want to discuss is why? Why is it so important, the Mishnah Berurah? Why was he Zocha? Why was the Chafetz Chaim Zocha to be the one who could produce the Mesorah that we basically paskin 99% of the time, like the Mishnah Berurah? Okay, so number one, people point out that his Sefer, as opposed to other Achronei Svarim that were written also in the time of great Svarim, also, technically, he did something very, very, very important. That is, he put the Shulchan Aruch on the page, so you don't not have the Shulchan Aruch. It's not a separate Sefer, you learn the Shulchan Aruch with the Perush of the Mishnah Berurah. So technically, it's just a very good Sefer for the Mesorah to understand. They have the Shulchan Aruch, an explanation of the Shulchan Aruch, and clearly bring down the Mesorah of the other Svarim also after that. That's one important thing. Number two is, we all know the Tzidkus of the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim, he himself, Mida Keneged Mida, he loved all of Klal Yisrael, and he passed on, and he taught all of Klal Yisrael, so too, he was the one who was able to pass on the Mesorah that was Miskabel, they call Klal Yisrael, let's say for Chavetz Chaim, Shmir Saloshon, v'chule, all the other Svarim. Not only that, people don't even know about the other Svarim, the other Svarim, Machane Yisrael, Netzach Yisrael, Taras Yisrael, all these Svarim that the Chavetz Chaim put together were meant for the Klal Yisrael. It wasn't just for the Talmid Chachamim, he put it down for the Baal Batim and the Talmid Chachamim. He was strengthening parts of Klal Yisrael that are not being strengthened in certain areas. Take Machane Yisrael was a Sefer that was written for Jews who were going to the Russian army. Okay, how in the world they could save Rome? Most didn't, unfortunately. Most got, it was terrible what was going on. But at least the Chavetz Chaim tried to reach out to these people to try and to reach, took all Klal Yisrael to help all of Klal Yisrael. So that's in terms of the Tzidkos of the Chavetz Chaim. It makes sense that he would be the one who would pass down the Mesorah. But even more than that, I believe, is another. And that is another Mida Keneged Mida. And that is the Chavetz Chaim. He is very much connected himself to the Mesorah. Similar to Rav Chaim Kinyazi Yosef, the Beis Yosef, down the Magen Avram, v'chulei v'chulei, the Chavetz Chaim tapped into the Mesorah, and therefore he himself was able to continue the Mesorah. Okay, without getting too complicated now, there are different ways of psak. Okay, there are some, I'm not talking about Mamash, Gedolei Olam, who basically learned the sugya and came up with the psak, how they understood the sugya, and that's how they passed on it. Hey, and the other way is basically taking the Mesorah, taking what the earlier Svarim have said, and passed down based on that Mesorah, and that's very much the derech of the Chavetz Chaim himself. If you look inside over here, he says it himself. Okay, look inside, if you go towards the end of the Agdama, Dira Masav Lo Yachsha. He says, listen to his words, it's unbelievable, because if you know the Mishnah Berurah a little bit, you look and just look at the Sharetzin, he's quoting a massive amount of sources. So most modern day Svarim, if they quote massive amount of Bekoros, they basically cut and paste from other places, and they saw other places these were quoted. Okay, that's not the case of the Chavetz Chaim. Look at the Chavetz. V'lo yachshev ha-ma'ayin she'atakti mi'aposkim ha'yah shelo b'miskavin u'kumisasik b'alma achein ha-davar ki ayanti baruch Hashem b'chol simen b'mikori adinim v'rishonim v'gam kimat b'chol achronim. The Chavetz Chaim went through all the Gemaras, all the Rishonim, and he says kimat kol achronim. There is a massive amount of achronim of Beit, and a lot of them say very similar things. Chavetz Chaim didn't just say, oh, because the Chayyadim quoted this sefer, he'll quote the other sefer. He looked into the other svarim also. He looked in all the svarim to make sure that he got down exactly what everyone was saying. And he's going, reiti lizbonim b'divrayim. And he says it again in the previous day. You go back to the previous paragraph, he says, okay, b'shul yariya. He says, skip one line down. He says, when I saw there was a machlokas on the achronim. The Chayyadim says this, the Prima Gadim says this. Or the Eili Rabba says this, and the Derech Chaim says this. There's a machlokas in the achronim. How are we supposed to paskin? So he says, so what he did was, I wasn't lazy. I looked into all the other achronim. Liroso mi mikdashim daitam pone lemaisa, to look at how the achronim dealt with this machlokas. Did they paskin like the Chayyadim, or they paskin like the Prima Gadim? Did they paskin like the Eli Rabba, or they paskin like the Derech Chaim? And he looked through all the Svarim in order to pass on the Mesorah based on the Gedolei Olam that lived before the Chavetz Chaim. So just like the Chavetz Chaim himself tapped into the Mesorah, he had Mesorah, 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 so too he was enabled, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mizakihim, to be the one who continued this Mesorah back on for more generations. Okay, and that's why he was Zocha to have his Psak, was like a Psak from the Lishkas of the Gazis. And this is against, there are other Rabbanim who say, don't learn Mishnah Berurah, it's not so important to learn Mishnah, learn other Svarim. It's true, there are other Svarim that are easier to learn. And it could be if someone's not on a level yet to learn Mishnah, to learn other Svarim is great just to get on the Simbalachas. But if someone wants to learn the real Psak, and he has a way of learning it and understanding it, this is the way to go. This is the big leaks. Okay, learning the Mishnah Berurah is the way to go. Okay, and I know every time I give the shiur, Rosh Shachter comes a couple of weeks later. Rosh Shachter, he himself talks about how he didn't have a Mishnah Berurah at first. He learned other Svarim, and he encouraged other people to learn other Svarim. I've spoke to Rosh Shachter about this also. He's talking about someone who just tries to learn Mishnah Berurah on their own. It's a very difficult sefer. But someone learns it, b'chaburo, and wears it together with other Talmidim and a Rebbe who was able to help them explain halacha l'maisa. He also holds that that's the best way of going ahead and doing things, because this is the end of the day of what we have. Okay, now, furthermore, the Rambam. You want to know the importance of Mesorah? If you look in the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam, the first 10 mitzvos, all talks about what we would put all in the first 10 mitzvos. Emunah Hashem, loving Hashem, b'chulei b'chol. All the important things about connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu is all in the top 10. Except for one. There's one that seems to be out of place, and that is connecting to Talmid HaChachamim. Connecting yourself to Talmid HaChachamim. That's also, I believe, the sixth mitzvah in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And the reason is, once again, is because if you don't have the Mesorah, you don't connect yourself to the Mesorah, you're disconnecting yourself from all of Halacha. Okay? You can't disconnect from yourself from Mesorah and think that you're going to be able to pass on the Mesorah. You have to connect yourself to big rabbanim, you have to connect yourself to the Masorah in order to win. And that's really what we try and do in this chavura. I'm not here to mecharish any chidushim. I'm not here at all to try and mefalpel and things that we don't even mefalpel. We're trying to get clear halacha lemaisa pshat, to understand the mechaber well, to understand the Mishnah Berurah well, and understand the psak also. The gedolei achronim who lived after the Mishnah Berurah passed on the Masorah after the Mishnah Berurah. Moshe Feinstein, Rishon Zalman Orbach, Rav Avadya, v'chule v'chule. That's all we're trying to do over here. Not to do anything fancy. We have Baruch Hashem, Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal in our base medrash, and we have the Masorah living here. We have the living Masorah in our base medrash. Okay, why not tap into it? Why not try and connect ourselves to this living Masorah in order that we can continue afterwards? And when you give Shurim Ezrat Hashem, when you become Talmid Chachamim, you'll be able to continue that Masorah just as well as anyone else. That's what Torah is. Torah is a kiyem chayinu v'rach yaminu. We live the Torah, and then we pass on to the Torah to the next generation. That's how we've done it in the past generations, and that's the only way that we're going to be able to continue forward on from over here. That's what we are trying to do in Bezrat Hashem. That's what we're going to do. Including the other Sefer Achronim, there's Aruch HaShulchan, and they said the Chai Odom, all these great Sefer Achronim we have to try and tap into in order to pass down the Masorah. But the Ikar is, we're trying to get clarity in what the Mishnah Berurah says, and then the Achronim, if there's anything, that's, once again, is just like the Mishnah Berurah, his job was basically to bridge the gap between the Shulchan Aruch and a few hundred later when the Chafetz Chaim lived. There was tons and tons of Svarim literature, halachic literature written in, the Chafetz Chaim basically took it all and combined it into this great sefer called the Mishnah Berurah in order to feed it to us, in order to be able to pass on this Masorah. And that's what we're doing also. We're taking the Mishnah Berurah and then basically the 100 years of halacha that's been since then, all the Ramoshim, the Ravadiyas, and the Zalmans, and the Chavzanishas, v'chulei v'chulei, all these great, great Gedolei Olam, in order to bring it into us, halacha l'maisa, nowadays. Okay? Fine. Two more things that I want to do today, and that is number one, is just say, just you have to know. Okay, a lot of people start learning halacha, and they sound this schmack, you learn new things they didn't know before. You have to be careful with how you use that material. Not everyone is ready to hear about it. Don't think that you become a posek overnight and you can start telling people what to do. Okay, until you fill yourself with shas and shulchan aruch v'chulei v'chulei, know what you're doing. You have to be very, very, very careful with the giving over a halacha, because some things you have to realize there's different types of halachas. There's things that even when the Mishnah Berurah says to do them, they're more mitzad chumra, they're more mitzad hanaga, minhag, and stuff like that. Until you are very, very, very well versed and understand the nuances between the different things, be very, very careful. Don't think because you learned the siman and shulchan aruch now you are a posek for that siman and shulchan aruch. You might know it very well. You might know it very well, but you need to be very careful when dealing with other people. Listen to the words of the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya Simen Reish Mem Beis Halacha Yad Gimel. He says, Talmud Shalol Hagila Ra Umora, a Talmud has not gotten to the point in his life where he is able to give over Lemaisa, and he does it anyways. Hare Zeshota Rasha V'Gasruach. Okay, it sounds like a certain Rosh Yeshiva, I know. Okay, so we would talk like this. Okay, Shota Rosh Gas Ruach is very, very harif words for someone who doesn't know his place. Furthermore, then the Ramah goes on. The Ramah says, V'talmidim haktanim hakoftzim lahoros, the tanim who jump up to give halacha psak, v'leishe berosh, in order to make themselves feel good and sit in the front, liskadel b'fnei amaratzim, because he knows a little bit more than the amaratzim, so he makes himself look good. What does he say? Marbi machlokes umachriv ma'olam. All they're doing is they're being marbi machlokes and they're destroying the world. Umechabi nerushot Torah, and they're wiping out the candle of the Torah. Okay, you can't have much more harif words than that. So be careful. Having Torah knowledge, needs great midos, and you have to understand that you have a weapon and you can use it the wrong way. You can not only not be doing good, you cannot be passing on the Masorah, you could be destroying the Masorah if you're not careful with the knowledge you have. Now, the last thing I want to do is to understand and how to learn Klali of the Psak, and a little bit on Klali of the Psak. When you're learning Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah, how do I know how to paskin halach l'maisa? I'm going to give you some very important tools that you'll use all the time in learning Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. If you get down these kolim, I'll repeat these in Shirim all the time when we see these kolim come back in. But here we go. So number one is that we have to understand that 95%
of halacha be'erech, give or take a little bit. Okay, Ashkenazim and Sfarnim are exactly the same. Okay, we pass in the same way. The Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch, there was written by Rav Yosef Karo, and Ramah, for the most part, does not disagree with what Rav Yosef Karo has to say, is because it's the same Masorah for 95% of the things. However, there are another 5-10% of things that, okay, Ashkenazic minhag was different than the Sephardic minhag based on the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Chachmei Sfar, the Rishonim from Sfar, the Rishonim from Ashkenaz, whatever, they are different, the different Masorahs. When the different Masorahs developed, so yes, that's true, there is difference in Pesach, and therefore in those cases the Sfarim go after the Mechaber and the Ramah, and the Ashkenazim generally go like the Ramah. There is a machlokas within the Sfarim of whether there's an Indian even to be machmer for Shitas Ramah also. The Ben Ish Chai was very famous. Most Shitas Ramahs, when the Ramah is machmer, which is generally 75-80% of the time the Ramah is more machmer than the Mechaber, 20%, 25%, I'm throwing out numbers, they're not, don't hold me my word over here, the Mechaber is more machmer for the Ramah. So when the Ramah is more machmer than the Mechaber, many times the Ben Ish Chai said also Sfardim should be machmer for Shitas Ramah, and therefore many Sfardim would follow also the Shitas Ramah in many cases. However, Rav Avadya Zatzal was very, very against this. He known he would disagree with the Ben Ish Chai. It came out every time the Ben Ish Chai says to be machmer for the Ramah. He would say that no, the Masorah of the Sfarim is like Maran HaMechaber, and therefore Kimat always he will go with Pashup Shat Maran HaMechaber Bein LaHakel Bein LaHachmer, except when it comes to Savik Brachos. When it comes to Savik Brachos, then he's more Machmer than the Mechaber, and we're not passing. He talks at length about these inyan. Okay, now. Within a Shulchan Aruch, you see a Shulchan Aruch, many times a Shulchan Aruch brings two different opinions. Okay, how am I supposed to know which opinion do we go like? Forget about the Mishnah Berurah, whether you're there, you're in Choshen Mishnah, two different opinions. This is the general rules, how to psak, and you'll see the Mishnah Berurah will flesh it out most of the time. 95% will go with these psak, with these klalim also. If you have two opinions, the first one does not say V'yesh Omrim, it just gives you halacha, it's called a stam, the stam deya, and then the second opinion is brought V'yesh Omrim v'chulei v'chulei, so you have a stam, it's called a stam in V'yesh Omrim. When Mechaber brings a stam in V'yesh Omrim, the halacha is like the stam deya. It's like the first opinion, the stam deya, stam in V'yesh Omrim, halacha k'stam. Why does he bring other opinions if he's passing like the stam? It's important for a posek to know there are other opinions out there, by the way. It's important because at certain times, even though this is the way that we're generally going to hold, but you know, there's another opinion out there that you can rely on, b'shas t'chak, b'chulei b'chulei. There's times that we will say to go after the other opinion, even though we generally paskin like the first one. So, stam and yeshom yamalacha gestam. However, sometimes the Shulchan Aruch will bring down different opinions all in the name of a yeshomrim. Yeshomrim this, yeshomrim that, and sometimes even a third opinion, yeshomrim this. Okay, it'll bring down lots of yeshomrims. Or even that'll say, even the name of the yeshomrim, via Rambam this, and the Raiva this. Okay, Yesh Omrim, the Yesh Omrim, the halacha is generally like the Basra. The last opinion that he brings down, the halacha is like the Basra. Yesh Omrim, Basra. So, Stam and Yesh Omrim, halacha gestam. Yesh Omrim, halacha ke Basra. These rules, by the way, Maureen and Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsel told me, and this is also, I believe, it's the Beferish and the Prima Gadim also, that these rules apply also within the Ramah. Less often, but sometimes the Ramah will also bring various opinions. Okay, how are you supposed to know if the Ramah brings down various... Same rules apply. Stam and Yesh Omrim, halacha gestam. Yesh Omrim, Yesh Omrim, halacha ke basra. Okay, so that's within the Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah. More difficult is when you move down to the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah also brings down several opinions sometimes. How am I supposed to know? So sometimes you'll have the same klolim over here, stam and yesh omrim, and we'll go like the stam there, but generally not. The Mishnah Berurah uses different lishonos. So it's like this. When the Mishnah Berurah brings down two opinions, and the second opinion, this happens very often, he'll say, first opinion, da 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 da. He says, aval, we have another opinion. Or achain, or omnam. When he says, however, you have another opinion. He is passing like the aval, the omnam, or the achain. Okay? He is passing like that second opinion. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah understood was the Iker Deah. Okay? Once again, opinion. Then aval, omnam, or achain. He's passing like the aval, achain, or omnam. Okay? But even better than this, we have a tool that we have in the page of the Mishnah Berurah that could help us out also. Okay, there's two other Sfarim that the Mishnah Berurah writes that's on the page. One's called the Bir Halacha, and one's called the Shaar Tzion. Okay, all written by the Chafetz Chaim. The Bir Halacha basically takes a specific topic and talks about it more at length. It goes, and many times, he'll take on the topic that he's discussing, this machlokas in the Mishnah Berurah, the Ber Halacha. So if the Ber Halacha talks about this, and he's the tzaddik, like one opinion or the other opinion, you could see which is the Iker opinion in the Chavetz Chaim. Less often, but also sometimes in the Sharetzion. The Sharetzion, depending which chelik you're using, sometimes the Sharetzion only brings you down a makor. This is the Magen Avraham, this is the Taz, this is the Eli Rabba, this is the Chai Adam. Over many different chalakim, depending where you are in Mishnah Berurah, he'll sometimes not only give you the source, but he'll talk about that halacha at length. Okay, and many times it will also tell you which is the Iker Shita. So if you have a machlok, you don't know how to pass it, look down in the Sharetzion or in the Ber Halacha. Many times you'll get enlightened and to know how the Chavetz Chaim paskened in those cases. Okay, one more thing is, okay, if the Mishnah Berurah says, brings an opinion, he says, V'ayein the Chai Adam, look over there in the Chayim Mechule. Okay, many times the Mishnah Berurah is passing like that Shita. He says, V'ayein, look in that Shita. Look over there, he is passing like that Shita. Okay, and then sometimes we just don't know. Sometimes the Mishnah Berurah is very unclear. It could be the Chavetz Chaim itself was unclear on how he passed and how he brought down two deism. Both are fine halacha l'maisa. They're both good opinions. Which one are you going to go with? You speak to your rabbi, you go after the minhag ha'olam, or you speak to your rabbi, which one is the way to paskin? But with these klolim, I would say most of the time, definitely more than most of the time, you are going to find the correct psak halacha l'maisa. And the last thing is that when we're learning over here, and we're passing down the Mesorah, and we're learning together halacha, and we're getting the psak halacha l'maisa, the most important thing after it is, I know you hear this all the time in all things, is chazara. Chazara, chazara. Okay? Okay, if you do lots of chazaras, just on, if you learn the stuff well, what I tell the guys is, learn the stuff well once, mechaber amah, with the Mishnah Berurah, before you come to shir. Okay, come to shir and listen to shir, and after 10 minutes of your day, 10 minutes of your day, just chazar mechaber amah. Okay, those are just mechayim hilchot tzitzis. Okay, if you take 10 minutes of your day and you chazer 10 minutes a day of just mechaber amah, you'll go through 5 to 10 pages a day. 5 to 10 pages a day of chazara. Okay, even though you didn't see every Mishnah Berurah, but if you learned it well the first time, those Mishnah Berurahs will pop out it. You'll remember those Mishnah Berurahs, so you're constantly chazering. Okay, if you do 10 pages a day, in a month you chazer a whole chelik of Mishnah Berurah. Okay, 30 days in a month, 300 pages, basically every chelik of Mishnah Berurah around. You'll chazer a chelik of Mishnah Berurah every single day. I still try and do this after learning Mishnah Berurah many, many years. Mechaber amah, 10 pages a day. Mechaber amah, 10 pages a day. Okay, at the beginning it might take you a little bit longer to do 10 pages, so do 5 pages at the beginning. But the more you chazer, the quicker it's going to go, and that's a great way of remembering what you have learned. Bezrat Hashem, we should all be zoch to start and continue learning for all eyes. Adkan for today. Amen.